You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
You know the drill. We kick off our show with how the markets have performed. I'm joined by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at the markets. Good evening, Uncle David. Always a pleasure speaking to you. I see Sasfin pulled a quick one on us. We were looking at a stock last week that was up and down 40% without explanation. And I see Sasfin tried to pull one of those over the last couple of days.
You mean going up on very little volume?
And then coming all the way back down and then going all the way back up.
Up today as well, 15% on 160 shares. So I think you have to be very careful. I mean, I just think it's really part of some of the small caps and the very low that we have in our market. We had Karoo. We spoke about Karoo last week. We spoke, I think it was Transaction Capital
Capital appreciation, yeah, and Karoo,
Again, capital appreciation down a couple of about 10% on very, very small volume as well. So, I can't explain it. But I'm sure the Sassoons are very happy. Their wealth has gone up enormously on the back of those 160 shares.
I saw Sasfin was up about 15.8%. It was down unexplainedly about 15% as well. I think it was yesterday and early in this morning's trade. But I do wonder, some of the announcements out of Sasfin, there was a SENS announcement for some changes to the board and some notice of the general meeting and obviously notice of the AGM that's coming up, but also that announcement that Sasfin would be letting go of 30 or so employees. Can you shed some light on some of the developments that may be unfolding, not just in Sasfin, but across industry? I mean, we're seeing companies like ArcelorMittal as well, speaking of retrenchments.
Yeah. I think I know very little about Sasfin. And that's not because I'm not interested in the company, but when it comes to executive decisions or decisions like that, I'm the last person you must fit to. But I think on a broader scale, there are worries. I was very put out by Bidvest's statement yesterday. You know, it's a superb company. And I'm just saying they reported it there at their AGM, and it was a four-month update, but it shows you under pressure companies are coming under in this economy. The deteriorating conditions are just starting to hang heavy over it. So we've got worries there. You've got worries at ArcelorMittal. And this is all because they can't make money. And the same thing, the biggest worry is in the platinum sector, where falling commodity prices because of tighter conditions, meaning increase in interest rates, increasing costs, and that they might be, you know, they might have to close some shafts, maybe temporary. I don't know if it's permanent, but it is a worry. And you know, this is real. So I think corporate South Africa coming under quite a bit of pressure. We saw to an extent today with Pepco as well, Jimmy. I just picked up, you know, what they were saying about the delays on unpacking ships. And if you're a retailer, you know, especially let's say you're back to school, which is the 1st of January. You know, you want everything ready in December. And if you can't unpack those containers, it just means a whole range of stock is not sold. So I think things, you know, those are the issues that corporate South Africa is fighting with.
Absolutely. And on that Pepco update, I mean, that is quite a significant number. I mean, they said it's about 700 million rands worth of stock that they are unable to get through imports because of the port port concerns and the port woes that we're having to all contend with. And obviously, that, as you rightly mentioned, David, that's going to have a serious impact on numbers in the long run. We're going to see it filter through to the business. Businesses are already contending with higher inflation levels. They don't need to have supply chain shortages and lack of stock as a result of these other conditions. Hopefully this gets sorted, and I mean, we have been hoping that things like this get sorted for quite some time, but Transnet, we never really know with them. We never really know where we're going. What we do know, though, is what's unfolding in the US. They reported strong GDP numbers today. Yeah. We're expecting PCE numbers out tomorrow. If we see that slowdown that we are anticipating out of the US... actually, we got core PCE pricing today as well.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
Yeah, is that gonna be the catalyst that we're looking for to potentially push the dollar lower?
I don't know if it's going to push the dollar lower, but it'll probably just push the dollar sideways to an extent. We see, you know, I'm concerned about calling the dollar, and I'll tell you why. Maybe in the short term, but I thought that the actually dollar would be a lot weaker and the rand would be a lot stronger. But I think if you look at the other side of the story, they do start to see rates coming down in the U.S., and we've seen some significant falls in their bond rates. You know, I'm talking the long bonds, the 10s, the 5s, the 2s. There have been some big, big falls there. What could be happening there as that economy starts to grow on the level and you start to see the benefits coming of artificial intelligence, AI, the big spend that takes place in that area, I believe it's going to start drawing more capital in, investment-type capital. You know, people want to have a part of it because it's the big U.S. companies that are going to dominate. So it's a tough call. In the short term, yes, we should see a weaker dollar from these levels and hopefully some kind of benefit to the rand. I think the rand's 18.50 at the moment. That's still an awful, you know, for people who go traveling overseas or buying stuff on Black Fridays or whatever, you know, I mean, on Shein, it's costing a lot of money.
Yeah, hopefully those Black Friday purchases are made in South Africa. Otherwise, as David mentioned, you're dealing with an 18 Rand 63 Rand level. I'd love to get your thoughts, David, on where we are going next year, but we're going to save that for another conversation because I don't want to rush it. And we'll leave this one at that. Thanks so much, David. That's David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth giving us his thoughts on some of the market movements that happened throughout the day, as well as where he forecasts and where he sees some of the events unfolding in the US and how they could potentially affect us.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.